disgraced woman is a community of young women who prioritize God's leading in every aspect of their lives. In this podcast, we share our stories, the good and not so great part of it, as we learn to trust God wholly, obey Him fully, and be God's vessels of honor in our generation. Every episode is filled with real-life lessons and experiences that would leave you longing for a deeper and more intimate walk with God. I'm your host, Grace Oriagan, and welcome to the Graced Woman Podcast. Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone. It's been such a long time since our last episode. There's literally cobwebs everywhere. How have you all been? How's life been? How's work, business, family? Did you guys miss us? Did you miss me? Say the truth. I'm here to give you guys all the tea on what's been happening behind the scenes, the future plans that we have for the podcast and this platform. But first of all, let's do some reintroduction. So if you're new here, welcome to the Graced Woman Podcast. That's right. We're formerly called the Graced Up Co. Podcast. But I'll also be sharing all the details about the name change in a minute. My name is Grace Oriagan. I'm the host of the Graced Woman Podcast. We are a global online community of young women. The last time I checked, we have listeners from 8 countries across Africa, Europe, America. It's mind-blowing. We're growing in leaps and bounds. Thanks to you for always recommending and sharing this podcast with your friends and with your family. Thank you, thank you. I'm a wife. I'm a mom to my beautiful daughter. I'm an entrepreneur. And I love to call myself a guiding light, because I believe that I've been called to be a guiding light, to not just be a light, but be a light that guides people and help them become guiding lights. So once again, welcome to the Graced Woman's Podcast. We have so many things in today's agenda, so grab your popcorns, tell a friend to tell a friend that Graced Up Co., Graced Woman has a new episode. And there's so many things we have to gist about. So let's dive in. But before I begin, how are you? How have you been? How has 2022 been? We're in the last quarter of the year, and the pressure is what? It's getting worse. Has the pressure been getting worse? Or have you been just living life one step at a time, following God's leading, no stress? Whatever your answer is, I'm not going to lie. The pressure for me has been getting worse. Even with taking life one step at a time, even with being at the center of God's will, what I've realized is that even sometimes when you're in the center of God's will, it does not take away the pressure. It does not take away the stress, in quotes. Sometimes when you're in the center of God's will, it looks like your edges are being pulled into different directions. But the best part of doing life with God is that we are rest assured, because Jesus is with us in the boat. So even if there is pressure, even if there are challenges, Jesus is here with us. That's one best part of it. So hang in there, sis. God got you. Let's now talk about this name change thing. How are you feeling this new name? So Graced Up Co. was a great name, but it began to feel confusing. Like, what is Graced Up and what is Co.? So let me try to explain. So Graced Up is not an English phrase per se, but what it meant to me is that you're full of grace. When someone is full of grace and stuff, and the code there meant community. So that's one of the reasons why I went with the name Graced Up. You're full of grace, and this is a community. But the name Grace Human, it fell on me on the weekend of Bishop T.D. Jakes' handover to his daughter Sarah. I don't know if you saw that news, but I remember him saying, "Human, thou art loosed to evolve," and it hit me. I love how targeted the name felt. Like, you would see "Human, thou art loosed," or "Human, evolved," and the first thing, like, you already know that, number one, this is a human community, right? So there is no confusion. So I loved how specific and, like, you know, when you have a target and you want to shoot an arrow to that target and you get the arrow straight into the target, that's how I felt. Like, I wanted the name to, like, immediately you come across the Graced Human platform, whether it's via our podcast, our website, wherever, I wanted you to immediately know what this was about, right? So the Graced Human is you and is me, the human whose life is laced and buttered with God's grace, the human who God is constantly molding and shaping to become just like him, the human who doesn't start a new project or embark on an assignment without God's leading and direction, the human who is daily living her life, not based on her understanding, but through God's lens. That woman is you and me, and we are the Graced Woman. So welcome to the Graced Woman community, the Graced Woman podcast. And it's so amazing that when I got this new name, I immediately tried to get legal whatever, or try to get domain name, and it was shocking that the name was still available. I'm like, maybe this name has just been waiting for me. So I'm really, really excited about this new name change. And in addition to the name change, we're doing some restructuring, both for the podcast, for the community. We want to show up more in this community. And when I say we, I'm saying like the behind the scene of the community, the team behind the community. We have had a lot of on and off, fluctuating, inconsistency, and we want that to stop, right? So we've been doing lots of restructuring and just to see how can we do things better. So one of the things we are restructuring is our podcast episodes. If you listen to the last podcast series that we had, I think that was in July, where we talked about life lessons from the Old Testament, that podcast series was like an eye-opener because it helped me to see how when things were structured in a series, it was easier, number one, for me to record. It was easier for me to get like a holistic understanding of a topic and then record different episodes which regards that topic, as opposed to just talking about one topic for 20-25 minutes, jumping onto another topic for another 20-25 minutes. So we're restructuring our episodes into seasons, and we're starting this quarter. So we're going to be having a new season every quarter, and in a year there will be 4 seasons, so one season per quarter. In each season there will be 6 to 8 episodes where we have in-depth conversation about specific topic. We would have guests invited. There'll be question and answer sessions and so much more we have planned. Interestingly, our first season for the Graced Woman podcast is titled Embracing Seasons. So in this season we have 3 special guests already. We'll be sharing in-depth experiences about how they've navigated different seasons of their lives, how it has affected their mental health, and how they're able to come out on the other side flourishing. So this season is something I'm very interested in, even myself, to listen to, because I know that it's going to be very powerful. It's not a season you would want to miss for anything. So if you're not following us on Instagram, That's where you would get like first-hand information about what's happening. Please follow us at Grace Human Co. So we used to be Graced Up Co. We're now Grace Human Co. Follow us on Instagram. We're also trying to build an email community where we're going to be sharing more things, because there's a limit to how many things you can share on Instagram. But with our email community, we want to be able to share templates, downloadable guides and templates that would immensely improve your life, your relationship with God, helping you navigate different seasons of your life. So all of those details will be on our Instagram page. Check the link in bio for the link on how to subscribe to our email tribe. There are so many things that we are working on, and we cannot wait to share all of those things with you. So if you've not joined the community, there's so much that God has in store for us, and the best time to be a part of it is now. So if you're a young woman, young mother, career, business, whatever it is, we have something for everyone, and there are different things that the Holy Spirit has placed in our hearts, different expressions that the Holy Spirit wants to come in and work wonders in our lives. So I don't want anyone to miss out on what God has planned. So tell someone that the Grace Human community is back, and we're back with so many things. So this is a very short, let's just take this as the season premiere for the new season that is coming up. We're going to be starting the first episode in this season. We'll be going live next week Friday. Our episodes still go live every Friday. So watch out for that episode. Subscribe if you're not yet subscribed. Follow us on Instagram if you're not yet following us. And I would see you in the first episode of the season next week Friday at 12 noon. Stay blessed.